When the New Mexico legislature voted to repeal the state's Hold Harmless Act, it left municipalities and counties across the state seeking answers as to how to make up lost revenue. The Hold Harmless Act allowed for the state to provide stipends to municipalities and counties on lost revenue from taxes on food, medical prescriptions, and some medical services. With the repeal of the act, city officials in Alamogordo are considering several options, including cutting city-funded programs and services to residents. Another option is to increase the gross receipts tax, an option Alamogordo Mayor Susie Galea says could hurt Alamogordo's competitive economic advantage.
Our concern, though, is that the county can also enact 3/8%, and they can do so in the city incorporated limits. If the county enacts 3/8% and the city enacts 3/8%, that's another 3/4%. And just to put that into perspective, the city of Alamogordo, their gross receipts tax is 7.625%, and if 3/4% were added by the county and the city together, that would make it 8.325.
Galea adds that the city government must act responsibly and be proactive in their decisions in dealing with the repeal of the Hold Harmless Act.
The next step is the city commission needs to be proactive. We understand that Hold Harmless provisions will most likely affect our budget in 2016, but we don't want to wait till 2016 to get to that point where we have to consider increasing taxes. We want to make proactive decisions now, whether it means decreasing some services, increasing some user fees, or a combination of the two, so that we do not have to increase taxes right away in 2016.
For now, Galea says she will continue to hear from Alamogordo constituents on how to avoid raising taxes or cutting city services. A balancing act heavy on sacrifices, weighed down on all sides. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.